going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Expressway is coming up in 20 minutes. G-Bag of the day at 5:30. We're excited about that. I'm excited to talk Cowboys draft with you. Our coverage begins in 25 hours from right now. Tomorrow we'll be live at Pluckers in Plano. Then we'll fan out across DFW at all 9 Pluckers locations for a draft night party with you. We want you to join us at the Pluckers near you, okay? And we'll be talking Cowboys here and have some Micah Parsons audio in just a minute. But Tim McMahon, one of our favorite Mavs reporters, was on with the Bomani Jones podcast today. And he was asked about the idea of firing Nico. The most repeated chant that I can ever remember in DFW sport. Is there a chant that compares? Not that I'm aware of.
That one just rolls right off the tongue so good. Like the syllable breakdown of his name, it's the perfect chant. Fire Nico. Like you don't have to, you don't really have to stretch too hard for that. It's right there for us.
It is, and it's been repeated at sporting events in at least 3 different sports now beyond basketball. Anyway, Tim McMahon on with Bomani Jones asked how DeMont's looking at that, said he's not there yet. Says, but the Nico in Nico we trust era has ended. He wants him to bring in an experienced executive. I think he's realized he's got to have some checks and balances that weren't in place. I think that's the beginning of the end. I'm going to take a minor victory from that. That at least, you know, if things don't go well in the immediate future, you know, we can be beyond Nico. My worry there is that he's going to hitch his wagon to Kyrie and AD for a sustained period of time. And I think you need somebody right now to be more flexible and look at blowing this thing up to get your draft picks
back.
Do you
think maybe DeMont is trying to get him to quit?
I think he could be putting a little pressure, possibly.
Maybe if you say, okay, bring in an executive. If you don't like it, I'm going to fire you. You think that's the case? And if he says, I quit, I'm not going to do this.
That does seem like it, because everything we've heard about Nico is he wants it his way.
He said it. He doesn't take.
Doesn't want to be told what to do.
Don't want to be told.
All the people that had a voice that might have gone against what Nico was trying to do in any capacity have been ousted from the organization.
Yeah, I think DeMont's trying to get him to quit. I think he is.
Well, that would make sense. I don't know why you wouldn't just fire him though.
Yeah. Well, if he quits, do you have to pay him?
Okay. Yeah, and I suppose Nico would have options, you know, back at Nike. I'm sure he was a sought-after guy. His business acumen is unquestionable, and that's why he was able to get a job as a GM in basketball, because he was so dang good in his relationships there. I could imagine he'd be very valuable for either Nike or the LA Lakers.
Well, this then tells us all that Nico did this on his own. Okay, because if DeMont's trying to get him help,
yeah,
he's basically saying, because Nico could come out and say, whoa, wait a minute, bro. You're the one that told me to do this.
You know, and I do think that while I use the term fall guy yesterday, and Wolchuk corrected me that maybe fall guy isn't the right word because you definitely screwed it up. You're being held accountable. But I think from Dumont's perspective, he had to be complicit in it. He was convinced that this was the right move. And this is him acknowledging that, oh, wow, I can't just trust one guy. I'm going to need multiple people here to make sure I'm not making a mistake of this size. And I think, Brian, your instincts there, you know, are very interesting. That this could be an attempt to get him to move on. Okay, yeah. Speaking of moving on, Stars news. Are we getting Miro tonight, Wolchuk?
Not tonight. He was working on the power play pregame, which is another great step in the right direction.
They roughed him up yet?
They have. They've been ramping him up.
Roughing
him up. I didn't get the reports of the roughing yet today, but Leah did say the power play
stuff. I like that.
I assume the power play comes with the roughing. But we'll see. Signs are indicating, you know, to my spidey senses, game four, especially if you drop game three, that could be the case. I still don't believe that he travels with the club if they don't think that he could have played in one of these two games, or else why wouldn't you just keep him at home? But then again, maybe it's just like...
They want him to practice.
We'll try. Yeah, that's... They want, that's, him, I mean, they want him to practice, skate. But he could skate here, but I mean, I get what you mean, like with the club.
Skate with the club.
Team,
yeah, put on
no
your
doubt.
Red jersey and go.
It does seem like Gabriel Landeskog is trending towards playing. Nothing's been official. But Colorado's head coach did say that he expect that it's likely that he could go tonight. Look, the Stars, though, on the road under Pete DeBoer have been brilliant. They lead the NHL in road goals per game and road goals against. So the defense, the net minding, the offense has been really good. The power play success has been fourth best. They're third best in the NFL, and their penalty kill has been fourth best in the NHL when it comes to Pete DeBoer's track record here with the Stars on the road. So they've been a really good road team. Hopefully they can carry this over, but the lines are going to stay the same.
Yeah.
So Colin Blackwell is also going to be going after not playing in game one. Pete's keeping the same lines that won him game two.
It was so different last year with Miro and Tanev. You held McKinnon to, I think, just two goals for the entire series, and now he's got two goals through two games, I was reading earlier today. So, you know, he's having his way with you, and a big part of the emphasis tonight has to be to try to slow him down. But I'm looking for the Stars to have an offensive explosion. That's what you're going to have to do, I think, especially until Miro gets back, is play to your strengths more, and let's get some pucks on net. Let's put a lot of shots on goal, and you know, and see what happens. That's ultimately how you got the game winner, you know, with the follow up. So you know, late one tonight. Hopefully not overtime again.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, it's a beating.
Really hope for that.
I mean, what do you do as a hockey guy in these situations?
Stay up and watch.
I mean, are you calling in tomorrow? Are you just preemptively taking a day off?
It's the draft.
And then the 20 minutes in between?
Yeah, honestly.
You watch basketball.
You flip over to basketball.
Yeah, I flip over to basketball.
Get a little NBA league pass or something going on.
Yeah, the 20-minute intermissions are a beating.
Yeah,
but I do think if you got ahead of this thing, taking tomorrow and Friday off would have been a heady play.
Yeah,
because you get the late night Stars, then you can sleep in, prep the body for draft stuff going on, and then you get to party all day on Friday in lead up to the next Stars game and the draft. Like that would have been the smartest thing to do. Get ahead of that
for sure. But you know, I guess the really cool thing right now for the Stars is, speaking of rest and preparing the mind and body, you get through tonight with no Miro, you get the next 2 days off. So they got to be looking at that as well. And I think you put them out there on the ice, and you know, I think comfort is a big part of it. But if they lose tonight, I think game four, the threshold to be comfortable enough to play comes down quite a bit.
Right.
And at that point, the player and the team, you got to feel like, man, even if we're 80 or 90%, we need what he does really bad. Okay, Micah Parsons audio. We're going to start with Micah's thoughts on Jerry Jones talking about Micah's agent, David Mulligetta. Just a quick rewind on this. If you missed it a couple of weeks ago, Jerry was acting like he didn't even know who he is, one of the most influential agents in all of sport. Here's Micah's thoughts on that.
Yeah, you know, obviously, I know Jerry always comes from a good place. I think overall, Jerry's one of the better people I know. And also, you know, my agent's one of the better people I know. So, you know, I don't really try to game. You know, it's like when your brother and sister are arguing. You don't really step in the middle or choose sides. You just kind of say, hey, you're coming from this perspective, you're coming from this perspective, and just trying a way to meet in the middle. But, you know, there's no hard feelings there at all.
No hard feelings there at all. That's a great business perspective. You know, it's a negotiation. Jerry's usually coming from a good place. It sounds like he, you know, understands that, you know, what time it is here. I do expect him, as this thing goes on, he's going to talk about it here in just a second, but I expect him to go over 40, you know, and all that's mm-hmm. that he said. But he's getting really savvy on how to answer things in an entertaining way without actually answering them. And we had John Machota on last hour. He said he's kind of like the Jerry Jones
version.
That's
a great observation.
And I, yeah,
that is true. A great observation.
That hit me like a ton of bricks. And then I was just thinking about that as I listened to that one. Mm-hmm. I was like, hot dang, that's pretty dead balls on. How about the importance of a deal before a camp? Here's Micah.
I mean, extremely important. I mean, you really see a lot of players struggle when, you know, guys aren't participating in camp and they get off to slow starts. I don't want to get off to no slow start. I want to hit the ground running and establish ourselves in this league and get some wins early in the season and be in rhythm. You know what I mean? It's going to be extremely important for me to get going and lead these guys.
Yeah, you know, I think this is likely on the Cowboys because it continually happens with them as the common denominator in these equations. Like, I don't, Mike is the last star player of his draft class without a deal, right? So this is obviously on the Cowboys. And I just don't know why that after so many of these have played out, you wouldn't see the value in saying, hey, if we wait until the very end, we're just going to give him what he wants. How about we call right now and try to meet in the middle aggressively? And I don't know why the Jerry and Steven wouldn't do that. Do they not have time for that? Are they too busy doing oil and real estate and everything else to put emphasis? And if so, then just have negotiators who are in charge of this. But you're consistently losing. Everybody knows. Who was it that said it earlier? Von Miller said it earlier with us. If the Cowboys like you and you're a star player, they're not going to let you go. Mm-hmm. So the reason they're not coming off their ask is they know we just have another 3 months or 9 months to wait. And it doesn't even matter if we have a catastrophic Joe Theismann leg injury. They're still going to give it to us. So that one is crazy to me. And I think, you know, it was really savvy once again by Micah to put a little bit of pressure. I don't want to start slow, you know?
Yeah, because you kind of saw it with CD last year. Right? I mean, you brought that up the other day, Eric, about like CD and Dak just not being on the same page. How much did not being part of training camp have something to do with that? Now, the Cowboys tried to get ahead of that a little bit yesterday in the presser by almost insinuating like maybe that doesn't really matter. And then somebody asked the question about the agents also maybe wanting to wait on deals. And Steven was very, yeah, you're right. Absolutely. That can be the case. It takes two to tango. But in this Micah-specific situation, Micah and his agent, David Mulugeta, have seemed to be very open for business. So it does not sound like this would be the agent waiting to want to get a deal.
You can't say it's the agent's fault because no other team is having this problem, you know? And you see in the deals that do get done how team-friendly it has to be in order for them to do.
Sure. I'd wait.
For a player?
I'd absolutely wait.
Worth a couple of mil a year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially with the Cowboys' track record of being the cavemen, like you always call them. Yeah. And they love the chatter about it. So I think they look at that as value that they get throughout an entire offseason or season where we're talking about it. But they're also just, it feels like they're always so unsure on their evaluations. Like they weren't sure if they could commit to Dak. They want to wait till the very last possible second before they're like, sure, okay, I guess we can do it. And then Jerry feels comfortable once he feels good about the evaluation of the player, he's fine with overpaying for it.
Yeah.
He's got no issue with it.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to be forced. He doesn't want to feel like he's forced to do anything until it's on his time.
Yeah.
And I think that is a huge, like his stubbornness, he doesn't want to pick up the phone to do a trade back.
Nope.
If I'm trading back, you're calling me. And if I'm getting a deal done, that means the season's starting and I have no choice. So here we are now. But I decide when it happens. Me, Jerry. And it's worth overpaying as opposed to you guys bringing me the deal and me feeling like I'm acquiescing to you.
Yeah.
Makes
you
not very good at this stuff, man.
I mean, yes, because usually teams are very good at helping put pressure on the player. But at this point, you're not putting any pressure. Nobody believes that Mike is being selfish. That's an old popular refrain in sports media with fans. Oh, the player. Nobody calls the Cowboys player selfish. They know what, you know, how ridiculous of a deal you would have to do if you want to get one done early with the Cowboys. And they got to change that, you know, at some point, because there's no win in the end other than what Eric just said, which would be horrifying if Jerry's actually doing this on purpose for the, you know, for the free advertising, basically. I mean, you get SportsCenter and NFL Network and everybody else to talk about you for like 10, 15 minutes. That can be millions of dollars of advertising if you're hitting on a big day. Maybe he thinks like that is an easy sacrifice to lose salary cap for engagement on national television.
Amen.
Micah, on the tank stuff, you know, it kind of got weird there at the end. They traded thoughts back and forth. Here's what Micah said about it yesterday.
Man, just for me, it's all about setting the tone about what the locker room is, man. We ain't going to put up with nothing. We ain't going to tolerate the dumb stuff that was going on. Like I said, it's a new regime, new culture. I'm not saying that, you know, other guys weren't culture builders, but, you know, some things are just tired. You know what I mean? Like, obviously, if something ain't working, it's good that you got new guys to fix it. I'm just happy that, you know, me, CD, Dak, and, you know, Dak kind of been through two generations, but, you know, just a new regime. Like, you know, guys going to get closer, we're going to relate, you know. It's just kind of hard, like, when you got a bunch of guys that are here and they're older, you know what I mean? They're more your highest paid players, and it's hard to get that relationship. But now, we've all came in together, established this relationship. We're all around the same age, and we all hang out way more.
Yeah, you know, I think there's a generation gap. There's a resentment. You're trying to get the salary cap space that they already have. I mean, it is a tough spot. And, you know, ultimately, though, I think that's a reflection of the poor leadership that we've seen on the defensive side of this team for a long time. It's been a while, I think, since there's been a true guy that could come in there and bring generations together and get them on the same page. Like, I think Mike is doing the best job that he can putting nice words on it and being a professional. But if that's the best you can say about a guy, you know, who was one of the best Cowboys defensive players over the last decade or so, I don't think that's a good reflection of the leadership in the locker room there.
Not at all. I did think it might not be a big deal at all. It's very possible it's not. But when we had Solomon Thomas on and he was talking about like the culture that Shoddy's trying to build and playing for one another and, you know, the family approach and, you know, I asked him about, okay, well, who are you hanging out with? You know, have you gravitated towards anybody? And he pretty much names everybody on the defensive line. He does not name Micah Parsons. So this whole leadership thing, we'll see, man. Like, you can say all the right stuff. It's clear him and Tank just hated each other, and we knew that for years, and we didn't say a word about it.
And that can be fine, you know.
And maybe two
football
people,
team with 50 people.
He took over his shine.
You just don't get along. Yeah, but that's
he did. He took over. Tank was the edge rusher supreme. And all of a sudden, a guy who was an off-ball linebacker came in here and did it at an all-pro level. He's everything. Mike is everything that we wanted Tank to be as a pass rusher.
Yeah.
And he never could. And supposedly, he was that guy. And he became a second fiddle. His ego got hurt on the way.
Couple of very, very good players, you know, I think competing to be the leader of the team simultaneously.
Yeah, you got two alphas.
Neither one of them could quite come up with the words to bring them together. But the most important thing on a team is that you have great players. And Mike is definitely one of them. And Tank has been for a long time. So salute to him. We got to run. We'll get the G-Bag today coming up at 5:30. What Will McClay said is the most important thing for the guys they're about to bring in. That's coming up next.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The nation. Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's the Expressway commercial free to the top. G-Bag of the Day is coming up in 5 minutes, then LA Live at 5:40. The Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. Baseball is in the air. Rangers winners last night put on a show at the plate. And Kamar Rocker's on the hill this evening. Pregame coming up at 8:30 as they take on the A's. First pitch at 9 o'clock. Okay, I teased Will McClay on what he's looking for in a player. John Machota tweeting this just a while back said, "What we have to find out is how much they love football. At the end of the day, if you love it, you'll do whatever it takes to maximize your ability. We have to go through a number of steps to find that." And, yeah, that's interesting. We've heard a lot of talk about, you know, Tyler Guyton's maturity. Mozzie Smith, does he love football? You know, how much is that a reaction to how the last two first-round picks went, Brian?
I think you have to, like, question your ability to try and dig in and find out these things.
Mm-hmm.
You've obviously messed them up the last two times out.
Yeah.
You've gotten players.
You got to get a big Dom in the building.
And listen, ooh, the Dom. Will McClay stood on the table for Mozzie Smith.
He did.
You know, that's we got that one on video, you know, and so you got to wear those. But if you're in a process where you're trying to evaluate and you're saying, hey, it's important to us, these guys love football, and the last two players you've taken don't appear to love football, then you're doing something wrong yourself. So I hopefully that Will and this front office if maybe adjusted that, or maybe there's a different point of attack. I can say I'm not going to sit there and give the scouts blame here. I give the coaches blame. I'm not, you know, but something needs to change for these last two first round picks. It hasn't been up to the standards that they've had in the past. They absolutely have to have somebody that comes in and is a difference maker right off the jump.
There's a lot of football know-how up there, right? So, and they've made a lot of great decisions in the past. And I love the fact that after just two, maybe they're reevaluating, hey, do we got a blind spot here that's causing us to maybe think, well, this guy's got all the traits, he can put it together, but we're missing the secret sauce, which is his desire and his love for the game that's going to drive him 24/7, 365.
Yeah, and that's one of the most important traits that you can have in a player, and it's probably pretty difficult to some extent to really be able to gauge that, but, I mean, you're grinding away for months and months and months and getting all the background on these individuals, so there's really no excuse, but Yeah, I mean, I think even like Kelvin Joseph is an example of that. Mm-hmm. You know, who's like, this guy really, yeah. Did he want to be a music artist or did he want to be a football player? So it's more than even just the first round. And I know as the draft goes on, you take maybe a few more chances. Well, but still, second round pick is hugely important. And you just whiff on a guy like that.
Let's be honest, though. You know, Dan Quinn was really involved.
No doubt. Absolutely.
Dan Quinn went to Lexington, Kentucky. He was part of the Kelvin Joseph, part of that evaluation. I think there's a side of me, too. And Will's probably, if he's listening right now, he's going to send me a text and said, man, you know better than to say this. But, you know, these coaches do influence you. And Will's done a really nice job of trying to balance the Joneses, the coaching staff, and the scouts. But, you know, he maybe, if he gets more of an opportunity to run this thing, you know, have more of a voice, then he needs to eliminate those people who aren't helping him make the best decisions.
Kelvin Joseph, another one, though, that I think is recent enough, though, that could be in your... on your radar as another example. Clarence Hill quoting Jerry Jones saying Philly's Saquon Barkley, that impact got his attention as far as their view of the running back. Said you helped the running game with a special back, but said the offensive line was the team's biggest problem last year. Now, I've been trying to talk about taking an offensive lineman at 12, but talking with John Machota last hour, he didn't feel like that would be the play. So my question for you, Brian, and Wolchek would be at 44, can you help the offensive line in the running game in a significant way?
You know what? I'm going to say this, and Zach, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think if McMillan's not there at 12, offensive lineman is in play.
Yeah, I agree.
I am going to be with all ears if they get on that clock and Tet McMillan is not on that board, because I do feel like if there's an offensive tackle there, if there's a guard there, I absolutely feel like that they would do that. Without McMillan, I think they're keeping a very open mind about what direction they can go here. And I think the board, I think that, because they're not going to call to make a trade up. Mm-hmm. You know, and they're surely not going to call to make a trade back. So they're committed to how the board comes to them. And if their stack has offensive linemen above a corner, above a running back, above a defensive line, a receiver, whoever, that to me is going to tell me a lot of whoever that selection is if McMillan's off that board. And I think offensive line's in play.
I think you're right, and it lines up with what we're hearing. I mean, Tyler Booker was a 30 visit. Gray Zabel was a name that was mentioned from North Dakota State from Albert Breer today in some of the draft buzz that he's hearing, saying he could go as high as 12 to the Cowboys. That's a guy that's got offensive line flex, could be a center if you want to move BB, could play guard for you. Booker is a plug-and-play right guard. He is a true right guard. That's not a guy, if it were Kelvin Banks, who they visited with from Texas, if it were Simmons from Ohio State. You know, Simmons is a true left tackle. Banks is a guy that I think could play guard for you, but you're going from left to right.
Right.
And we've seen other players have no issue doing that. Others, that's a little bit harder.
Yeah.
So I do think if they don't want to worry about it, I think Booker would be ideal in a trade back for them. But if you get locked in at 12 and Tet McMillan's not there, absolutely they could end up taking one of these linemen.
There are some words coming out of Dallas's camp, though, that Jerry Jones would like a little more firepower. And, you know, they've drafted offensive linemen. I think that Jerry's probably looking at this. Yes, the linemen, I think they're in play, but I'd also think about some offensive skill players as well. But
yeah, no doubt.
He is thinking about some firepower right now. And that's why if the receiver is eliminated, then I think all these other things come into play.
Okay, Celtics Magic coming up here at the top of the hour. Tatum ruled out with that wrist. Cavs and Heat later on. Rockets, Warriors as well.
Was that with Mazzulla? Was he yelling at him to get up with a busted wrist?
Yeah. That's tough. Nico would have traded him.
All right.
Get up.
It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander has your G-bag of the day.
Here we go. About to let these fools know. Here we go. Ooh. Yeah, we are G-bag of the day. What do you say, Dawson? They're the best. What do you say there?
It's the best audio from the world of sports, pop culture, talk radio, and or the internet. We play them all. Vote on which one we like the best. That's your G-bag of the day.
I do have that memorized. Like, I'm pretty sure a lot of Tolos do, but I like to hear you say it. You know what I mean?
I like saying it.
It's the proper handoff, I believe.
Thank you.
If you see anything floating out there you think should be played on G-Bag of the Day, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is L-U-C-I-O-U-S.
Yes.
That is my name. And shout out to, I think that is Bob Burt. 8357 on Instagram.
How about Burt?
I'm good, Burt. My guy. I'm good, bro. I've seen enough, okay? Just send me audio clips from now on. Jeez, bro.
Getting buck wild with it.
I mean, this guy has a fascination for huge booties, and he thinks I do, too.
Oh, I thought he went full Peyton Russell. Check out this one.
Yeah. I mean, huge.
I've seen enough.
She can't walk to the door sideways. Huge.
I got the internet, buddy. I can find my own.
I got it, man. I got it. I appreciate you, brother.
Like Zion Williamson.
My God. Yeah, he thinks I'm Zion. Permanent beer goggles on.
Mainlining butts.
All right, so I think this is day number two right here for our man, Rana Man.
Yeah.
Does parody songs. He did this one in the key of Keith Sweat's Nobody. But this is Luca featuring Nico.
This is Luca singing duet with Nico Harrison.
Duet.
Nobody like Luca. Take it away, Nico.
We got eight players injured. Curry out for the year two. Wanted to show the Maverick fans that we don't need you. You got a dead body. And you're Lily White. Thought Anthony Davis would be what the Mavericks fans would like. And who we got starting at the point?
Nobody.
What about at center?
Nobody.
Who we got playing the game tonight? Nobody, baby. Who is playing for Kyrie?
Nobody.
For Derek Lively and AD?
Nobody.
Who come to watch us Tuesday
Nobody.
Night? Nobody, baby.
I've got a dead body.
Dead body.
Yeah.
And I have gimpy calf too.
I have gimpy calf too.
Luca might have bits of belly. But he'll drop 50 on you.
Yeah.
Now I don't ever bake.
And I don't ever bake.
Because I like my food fried.
I like my food fried.
I like to smoke hookah, eat burgers, and drink beer every night.
Yes, I love that.
And who can shoot threes like me?
Nobody.
Who can make plays like me?
Nobody.
Who can smoke hookah and drink all night? But get you to the finals, baby. Who is worse defender than me?
I just got to hit that last part. Who is worse defender than me? Definitely got me in the mood to hear some Keith Sweat, though.
That's so good.
Yeah. Really, and have a burger.
And have a burger. What a hookah with it, bro. Beer. All right, let's see what else I got. Let me get these out the folder. WWE legend Paul Heyman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was on Pat Mac's show.
He went a little
talking off. Talking crazy. My man was cutting up on this show.
Did McAfee really get choked out the other night?
He did turn purple.
It was some good acting.
I think it was some good acting.
Yeah, he was holding his own breath.
Yeah.
Okay, that would do it.
Listen to Paul Heyman talking crazy to a fan.
Who's the smart ass? You? The one that's going to get deported?
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, amigo.
Mats are hot.
I may suck, but it's your mother that taught me how.
Oh.
Wow.
Paul.
Wildin', bro. And you know, you in a different realm of radio when everybody goes, whoa, okay, whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, right there, bro. You're right at the cusp of being somebody. They're trying to push you back from it.
When McAfee
right
and his guys think you've crossed the
whoa,
line.
Yeah. Whoa.
Trying to get us fined and thrown off the air.
What are you doing here? Paul Heyman.
Jamming me up.
Listen to him.
Do you care about the opinions of people who are irrelevant? You don't care about the opinions of most people who are very relevant in your life. You don't care about the opinions of the people who pay you. Okay. They sit there and they go, hey, Mr. McAfee, don't talk about Shannon Sharpe on the air today. Okay. And you go, I talk about anything I want. I'm Pat McAfee.
All right.
Watch me swing my schlong all over the place. They go, McAfee, don't talk about your podcast on the air. What do you do? I'm King Schlong. Okay. Watch me, Pat McAfee.
Right? King
Last
Schlong.
Night when the roast was over, and you and I were out back, and you're going,
oh,
wise man.
Oh, man.
By the way, it's puff, puff, pass. Not puff, 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 puff. Chase down the gummy. Puff, 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 chase puff, pass.
Wow.
Man.
Paul Heyman.
Snitching, too, bro.
He was snitching.
He's snitching right there, too.
I'm going to go full hypocrite and break my own rule, but Paul Heyman sounds fat.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he does. Walt Chuck. That's a good read, Walt Chuck.
He really does. He's a fellow fatty.
You know it when you see it.
He sounds fat and on cocaine, doesn't he?
Oh, he's hyped up for sure.
That cocaine's a hell of a drug situation right there.
I mean, cocaine, cocaine, cocaine.
I could vote for him, you know, and that's saying a lot considering Ron Amant's fine work.
Being a fat cokehead is actually pretty impressive, isn't it?
Chris Farley, bro.
Yeah.
Not longevity in it.
Yeah, you won't last long, but you're going to have a hell of a time. Have a hell of a time. Speaking of you there, Mr. Dawson, our general.
Yeah, it's time to vote.
No. You almost had a McNipples moment.
What?
McNipples.
Ooh, yeah,
McNipples from
Wyoming.
The news. Yeah, let's hold on.
Yes.
From the traffic report, hold on.
Hell yeah.
That includes areas around West 7 Mile, McNipples, Wyoming.
McNipples, yes, yes. The mountain range there. Uh-huh. There.
Eric,
sure.
You knew where it was. There's Dawson.
That park's going to be interesting to see how these three games go. Maybe it is just what the doctor
ordered. They got a really nice airport.
Do they? Sacramento? Mm-hmm.
There are many cities. There are many
Yeah.
A lot of those there, too.
We'll see. California, baby. You almost had you a moment, bro.
Woo, good save.
Freaking cities.
Freaking pier. Let's see what else I have to do. 112-year-old girl.
What?
Yeah, you heard him, my bad. Let me clean that up. I have a clip of a 12-year-old girl right here I could play. Or there are some Brits get into an argument.
Brits and argument would be good. The accents.
All right. Well, you know when you like live in a real happening place, like maybe Greenville Avenue or Bishop Arts?
Mm-hmm.
Really cool, but you're near bars. Mm-hmm. And people have to relieve themselves or maybe throw up or something like that.
Okay.
And it might be in your yard or your driveway or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
On your property.
Mm-hmm.
This guy caught somebody taking a poo.
Ooh.
What's happening?
What?
What's happening?
He's taking a shit from garden.
Oh, yeah, you can't be doing that.
What are you doing?
I got caught short. I've got diarrhea. I'm sorry. I'll clear it up.
You didn't even have diarrhea.
I did have diarrhea.
This f***ing lungs is all over my f***ing drainers.
I'm sorry.
My drainers.
You can hear the sadness and desperation. This guy doesn't want to be in that situation.
Sorry, Mike.
Any more than you want him there.
It sounds like the homeowner's investigating. He's like, you don't have diarrhea, dude.
He's fighting for his life.
Yeah, he's chunky, bro.
He's watchdogging his poo.
These are rocks. These are straight ropes, dog.
You better show me some absolute diarrhea right now, sir.
Oh, my gosh. Not you got to judge yourself, Lucius.
Is it our current champ, Ron Amann? Is it Paul Heyman? They're talking about McAfee's business. Dawson.
Was Paul Heyman the same guy to go, whoa, or is that somebody else?
I think that was Paul Bearer, wasn't it?
Paul Bearer.
Okay. See, I was thinking about the same guy, Lucius. I need clarification on that.
All my Pauls.
It's been a lot of wrestling.
It's a lot of wrestling. A lot of wrestling, bro.
I just figured out what AEW was about 50 hours ago. Dawson on the many towns and cities, or man catches guy taking a poo in his garden.
Man.
I'm going to go with Heyman here, I think, Chief. How about you?
I'm going to go poo garden.
Paul Heyman talking crazy.
Walter?
I think I got to go with the diarrhea.
We're still tied to two, Brian.
Do you?
You feel obligated.
Can I go with the champ?
Is all that fruit in there got to you?
You can go with the champ, Ron. Man, that means it's time to jump on our show Twitter account. That is at GBag Nation. Follow us all when you get there. We'll create an Insta poll. And here towards the end of LA Live, we will announce the champion. I'll put this up here for about the next 15 minutes or so. So get on and vote. Follow us all when you get there. And it is time now to go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has LA Live.
It's a butt naked Wednesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
get into your butt.
Well, all right, you squares.
It's time to smoke.
Fire up this funk.
Gonna make a tabletop. Bow. Bow. Gonna make it dance with some of everything.
Jim!
Everybody get high.
It's so hard for me to sit back here in this studio looking at a guy out here hollering my name when last year I spent more money on spilled liquor in bars from one side of this world to the other than you made.
Yeah.
You're talking to the Rolex wearing, diamond ring wearing, kiss stealing, woo, wheeling, dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard time holding these alligators down. Woo!
It's what makes it wins.
Yeah, that's the vibes, baby. That's the vibes. This is LA Live for Wednesday, April 23rd, 2025. It is a butt naked Wednesday here in LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time listeners. Welcome in, last time listeners. A Tolo is a turn it on, leave it on listener of 105.3 The Fan, by the way. If you're not aware, stick around to become one, please. Shout out to Miss Erica Badu. I too was born underwater with $3.06. Peace to the gods. Today's math. It's wisdom, understanding, all being born to power. Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right. Another update on the Shannon Sharpe situation.
Oh, boy.
Because Tony Busby is dropping these alleged phone calls of Shannon Sharpe and the girl, the OnlyFans girl, like diss tracks, back to back.
Yeah, bro.
Back to back.
Just rolling them out one day at a time.
Just smirking my guy. Oh, my God. Yeah, I know way too much about Shannon Sharpe's bedroom activities at this point in my life, and I didn't ask for any of them. No. You know what I mean? They're all just being thrown at me, dog. And I know he's fighting for his life out here when he said, hey, Tony, don't drop that 30-second tape. Drop the whole 10 minutes.
Let's have some context here.
Drop the whole 10 minutes.
The whole thing.
That's, you know, you fighting for your life, man. Drop the whole 10 minutes, dog.
Give me a fighting chance here, buddy.
Please, man. Yeah, the 21-year-old OnlyFans model. Have y'all seen the photos of her?
Yeah, that talk about Big Booty Judy.
Man, bro.
Someone said it looks like John Hornacek.
Oh, my God.
I haven't seen her. Give me my first impression, too.
Go ahead and Google that up, man. OnlyFans model. Shannon. And you know, when you scroll through Instagram, you see Shannon Sharpe holding those little bills.
Yeah.
You still want to get what you want to eat right here, boy. Yeah. You want to get some of this right here, boy. I tell you what. You always going to be on the occasion. I tell you what, boy. 21-year-old girl. Oh, Shannon, please.
That's what's so tough about these sounds, because you want to say, like, alleged phone calls.
Yeah.
But that voice is just so obvious.
Something's going on here, man.
She kind of looks like the Elf on the Shelf gal grew up and got dirty. Yeah.
Got dirty for sure. I'm pretty sure her OnlyFans is going up crazy right now. See, people just buying it, just the research and look.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to, you got to buy it to look in there. So she's going to get an influx like crazy right now.
We wouldn't be doing our journalistic due diligence if we didn't, Lucius.
That's right. Shannon Sharpe running up the bag for her right now. She released a phone call, and Tony Buzzball released a phone call with Shannon saying he would choke her.
Yeah.
Now, putting all this in context with the text messages that were released, it seems like that's how they talk to each other, but you be the judge.
Well, you're coming to L.A. tomorrow?
Coming to L.A. tomorrow?
She doesn't pass the voice test.
Oh, my. It's awful. Like an Australian girl.
Well, you're coming to L.A. tomorrow?
Yes.
Well, I don't know why you want to go out.
Oh, God.
Don't worry about it, Gabby.
Well, okay.
Okay, what?
Well, I'm not really interested in getting choked, so I guess we're going.
Bruh.
I might choke you in public.
Yeah, that's tough, bro.
Big black guy choked small white woman.
He into that play.
It's not a good look, Shannon.
Yeah.
Not a good look that you do with the shit you did to me.
What's going on?
He's 55 talking to a 19-year-old.
That's just wild.
Yeah, this is some play, bro. He's into some weird fetishes and whatnot. And I'm not, you know, king shaming, get into your bag. But she's running a play on him right now.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like she's running a play. That's where I'm going to lay my bet at. This is a whole play because Tony Busby is involved, too.
Yeah,
what a kinda dastardly dude he is.
Yeah, that seems flirty.
It was.
Yeah.
And he laughed before he said, look, the way she said that part. Hold on.
And I'm getting choked, so I guess we're going.
Come on, fam.
Yeah. So I guess we're going.
And then he responds with a laugh.
Yeah. I may choke you in public.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Yeah, and then he teed up like a category, a brand new category.
Yeah, he sure.
Yeah, he did. Did he call her daddy in the beginning?
What?
Kind of sounded like that.
Don't know.
Yeah.
No, Gabby.
Gabby.
Oh, her name is Gabby? Okay.
Look, boy, that's how things get started. That's how it gets started. All right, anyway. Keep your eye on that.
It's not looking good, though. I mean, Stephen A. Smith did like 10 minutes and on his podcast or whatever. And it didn't seem like he felt very confident about the way this was all going to end for Shannon.
Yeah, Steven playing the company line.
My brother.
He's getting closer and closer and closer to the company.
Yeah, getting his serious voice going, you know?
Yeah. I wouldn't trust Stephen A. Smith as far as I can spit. Mm. Hey, LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Bucket Naked Wednesday. A little confunction coming at you. I got a question for the Tolos I asked on Facebook. I'm still on Facebook sometimes. I said, name your favorite radio station, show, or DJ you listen to coming up. Hey! Got a lot of responses from the Tolos, and I loved it because it was going like going down memory lane. First of all, I came up in the K104 at Tight at Night era.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. to Boston Cocoa Butter. But a lot of people came up listening to the great Ron Chapman.
Salute.
KVIL and K-Love. Greg Street made the list. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, it's time for Street to Rock. Greg Street, you guys listening to Greg Street at all? Was, you know, anybody in the room? Nope.
It's a blind spot.
It's okay. Lex and Terry, how about Lex and Terry?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. I looked them up trying to see if they were still doing something. Looks like they're doing a morning show still somewhere. Skip Murphy and Company, K104.
Cheers.
Yes. Boy, we had such fine radio back in the day. Cindy Skull on the Eagle. Shout out to Cindy Skull. She's been doing this since the 80s in this market, bro.
Hey,
how
cool,
about
man.
That? Did you guys ever come up and listen to somebody?
Russ Martin.
Oh, my God.
Randy Galloway. My dad was always listening to Randy.
Randy for sure. Howard Stern.
Oh, Howard Stern. Yeah, that Howard Stern, man. I pay for SiriusXM, and I listen to Howard Stern. I try to give it a listen. I try every morning. And then I get hate mail on my social media, which I tell them to send it to G-Bag Nation and not me. Send it my hate mail there. Don't send it to me. But they're like, oh, LA Live sucks. It's the worst thing on the radio. It's it's got to be better than what Howard Stern's putting up nowadays.
Is he just, he's
kind of passing it.
Well, if he's even doing a live show.
It's awful.
A lot of it's recorded.
He's scared of he's become Howard Hughes.
It is awful, bro.
Scared of germs and stuff.
Gosh. Let's see here.
I mean, I didn't move here until 2010, right?
But who are you listening to when you came up, though?
There was this classic rock DJ named Marty Party.
Marty Party.
Yeah, and he was awesome. And then there was this other dude who worked on the hit station named Jammin' Salmon.
Because
it was the Northwest. So he was like a Jammin' Salmon. He was pretty funny. But here, I mean, when I hear Cat Daddy's voice, wow, it always puts a smile on my face. I'm like, cool, right? We're having a party here. And then, Russ Martin's a goat.
Yeah, Russ Martin for sure.
And then Tom Likas, I think, would come on after Russ.
Oh, 1-800-500-TOM is the number.
Last Friday.
Not hosted by a right-wing wacko.
Or a convicted felon. No. I am your host.
Yeah.
In the 80s, I used to listen to The Zoo. KZEW, LaBelle and Rhodey. Those guys are a classic rock station.
Okay.
Yeah. But that was, man, it was forever ago.
I like those rock stations where just, you know, just like heavy metal. Kill all the babies, kill all the drama. Da, 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 da. And then it's like, yeah, that was Smashing Kids with kill all the babies, kill all the drama. I love it, fam.
A lot of text for Kid Craddock, and I definitely did listen to Kid
Craddock. Kid Craddock was good.
RIP, sir.
100%. The fly jock, Tom Joyner.
Tom Joyner.
If you got to be by.
Back and forth.
Come on, man.
He was Dallas and Chicago, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. And if you got to be there by 8, you're late.
Yeah.
Bennett Skin.
Yeah. Luke.
That was the first sports radio show I was ever aware of.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I knew there were sports radio shows out there and stations, but yeah, that was the first one I've ever listened to. And like, hey, I know those guys.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to that. Jill Savage, Q102. Pugs and Kelly. Yes. R.I.P. Kells. Yeah. Shout out to Pugs.
105.3 alumni.
Hell yeah.
A lot of these people.
Throw down Sim and Reggie D. Throw down and his gold teeth. Choppy and Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chop was...
Well, Kevin Kiley.
Kevin Kiley, really?
Yeah, it was Mike and Kevin Kiley, and Chop was like the board op.
He was probably on for 3 or 4 years on ESPN before he got here.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
By the way, if you didn't know, Chris Arnold was on K104 and
forever.
Absolutely,
long time.
Forever.
Yeah.
Wasn't aware of that one.
Was he about really?
30 years.
The great Chris Arnold, Johnsonville Brats. It's so big and juicy. Man,
we got to dig those up.
If I can find that commercial, bro.
Yeah, we do.
Get you down.
I would love to hear that.
Yes. Let's see. We said Willis Johnson. How about Miguel Rodriguez, 97.1, the Eagle. Shout out to you, Miguel.
Bo and Jim still going strong?
I don't know.
I think we lost one.
Whoa, Jim.
That's what you're trying to say?
Did you ever listen to the Phil Hendry show, Lucius?
Yeah, we still got Bo and Jim.
Nope, I don't think I did. Nope.
Bo and Jim.
Phil Hendry would interview himself as like ridiculous characters that would get the callers fired up.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. I listened to Mad Cow. Yeah. I listened to Mad Cow, bro. I did when I was in the Navy.
Hey, Jim,
turn that Mad Cow on.
I was listening to
Jim.
No Jim.
But Bo, yes.
Yes.
Willis Johnson, Soul 73, KKDA, the Dear Crooner. And that was when radio was like a conversation. Like, my parents used to come home and say, did you hear the crooner this morning? Richie and Grego.
Salute.
We Great. Said Kid Craddock. Jesse on the Edge. Easy Eddie Dean.
Elton Slater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. R.I.P. Domino. Hal J. WBAP.
Yep.
The late, great Sam Putney. Let's see what else we got right here. Let's say. Terry Dorsey.
Yeah.
You guys remember Terry Dorsey?
You do.
How about that one? Russ Parr, 100.3 Jams, Mr. Jimmy Bobby. Look at all these roaches surrounding me every day. Hmm. That's what I got right here. Boom, boom, doom. Make sure I didn't miss any here. Oh, Imus in the morning.
Don Imus.
That cowboy hat. Hey,
Don was very controversial.
Oh, yeah.
Very controversial.
Yeah, him and Howard used to go back and forth.
Yeah.
If you read Howard's book, it's so fun. Just the battles he had on the radio with people. Just next chapter was him battling somebody. I loved it.
Rush Limbaugh. He was in that crew.
Oh, Rush?
Yeah, man. He was also right there.
Yeah, my dad used to listen to that. Me in the house cleaning up mad.
Good Lord.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, is that what he did? Yeah.
He was digging at Hussein. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Jagger in the morning, man. I used to listen to that one, too. I see DJ Watts. Oh, okay, I see you, bro. So many to name, man. So many to name. One day we'll be on that list, guys.
One day.
If we do it right, one day we'll be on that damn list.
Sunny 97.1. Remember, I was going back to the 80s, I was thinking.
Go, please.
No, it was like the history. I remember because 97.1 was like rock and then top 40 is what it was. And then it's changed so much over the years to where it's now. But it was at one time in 2004, it was Sunny 97.1.
Sunny 97.1.
Yeah, and then it went back to it in 2007. It rebranded as the Eagle, like the rock that where it currently is. But I remember when it first started in the 80s, it was hybrid, is I guess what they say, hybrid rock, and then also top 40.
How about that? That's what I like to hear. I want to hear some throwback stuff. Yeah. How about this one right here? Speaking of throwbacks, Stubby Doke, I believe it is. on 105.3 Young Country. That's this signal, fam.
Wow.
Scooby Dope.
Yeah, Scooby Dope. That's what I believe it is, man.
I love the occasional Tola you'll run into out on the road that has listened to 105.3 for decades.
Yeah.
Just like, no, it's just the frequency that I like.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I started liking sports when it turned to sports.
Yeah.
Kind of stuck with it.
Yeah. Randy Galloway. Did we say Randy Galloway?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Norm for sure.
Okay. All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. That is my time. I got to get out of here and load these podcasts with these boys. All right? Peace. Holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. G-Bag today, 5:30.
Bobo Luciano. Oh, my God, Bobo. What up, bro?
Let's go around the bases here, Woolchuck. What's in store?
Have you ever worn the wrong thing? And yes. Let's stew in some cringe radio. That's next.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit MensTeaClinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.